You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We are keeping a close eye on weather this afternoon. We have had an extension of the tornado warning, again, covering Cass, Henry, and the southeastern portion of Johnson County, Missouri.
I promise you we are monitoring this, and you know, trust me, you know, that if, and this is on the very edge of our listening area, and they are zoomed into that right now. I don't think they can even hear us. He's talking in Windsor. It looks like Leeton, Chilhowie.
The original time where that was set to expire was 5:15. That is still a 5:15 expiration in Johnson County, Missouri. But the other counties, now including Bates, Cass, and Henry, that extends till 5:45. And we're going to take a quick short break here for a message from our severe weather system. And we're back. As you heard, Bates, Cass, Henry, Johnson County, Missouri.
Yeah, this is down toward Clinton that they're talking about now. Creighton, yeah. Garden City, Missouri, Urich. We will continue to monitor.
Seeing a big bow.
Man, look at that.
From the storm just west of Creighton and another bow just west of Leeton.
You never want to see anything that looks like a reverse comma.
Yeah.
Honestly.
From the text line, man. All these Europeans are going to their pants with what's going on right now.
I had a friend of mine. Let me just read the text because we have so many friends from around the globe visiting our town. And she wrote, listen to this. This is what happened to me today. Clearly, I just saw someone from a foreign country driving a car because they were driving on the wrong side of the road. They barely miss being hit by the trolley.
Oh, my.
Good God. Love the World Cup, but remind people we drive on the other side of the street here.
Are we sure there was somebody from
I don't know,
else?
Dan. This could just be a run-of-the-mill person that probably needs to, like, put down the bottle.
Maybe a Florida man is visiting.
I told you the other day I saw a car with a, it was a United States plate. That's what. And I don't remember if Kansas, Missouri, Illinois. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
But I took a photo of it in traffic because the steering wheel was on the wrong side of the car. And when I was behind the car and looking straight ahead, it looked like there was no driver. So I was like, wait, what the hell's going on in front of me with this car?
RHD,
it was like an older,
drive.
It was like an older Corolla or something. It wasn't anything fancy.
Like a rural mail
yes.
delivery.
And then I look in there and the steering wheel. And the man driving it was on the passenger side.
That's right.
And I asked, is this like a World Cup thing? And you guys were like, no, people pay money.
They're collector cars. That once they hit 25 years old, you can import them.
How do you turn left when you're driving on the right side of the car? That would drive me insane.
You turn the wheel to the left?
No, yeah. no, Dan.
And then to go right, Dan.
If you're in a double turn lane, you know what I'm talking about. And the steering wheel's on the wrong side of the car. I feel like I would smash into somebody on the left.
I do it think it would take some serious getting used to just with the spacing of it. Because we don't realize how much of driving that we do without actually paying attention to.
Oh, it's like 99.9%. I've told you sometimes I just look up and I'm here at work and I'm like, don't remember much about getting here, but I know I drove here.
I don't know if we should be broadcasting.
I'm telling you, I don't like, and I'm perfectly sober. It's just, there's a word for it when you're on autopilot. And I don't mean the Tesla autopilot. I mean like you've done something so many times that you don't think about it. Like this show. I mean, I just kind of do it, right? You've done it so many. Someone asked me the other day, who writes down all the stuff you say? And I looked at them like they were from Mars. I go, what do you mean? And they said, well, do you have, like, who writes your scripts? I go, you've got to be kidding me. And they go, you don't do 4 hours without a script. And I go, you honestly think, first of all, anyone could write anything for 4 hours that I would read. I would never read it.
Yeah.
And number two, that it would sound normal if I was, well, today, Sam, hello, it is nice to see you today.
Nice to see you too, Dana.
Yes. Anyway, what's it called, the autopilot thing? You know
term,
what I'm talking about.
Yep, the term you're looking for, and it's very common among truckers, is called highway hypnosis. And it's the idea that you're driving, you're fully alert,
yes!
You're paying attention to the road, but the way that those lines are passing you, the trees on the other side, you can look up and realize, wow, it's been 20 miles, 30
I think,
miles,
you know,
40
I,
miles.
I have a brain shorter commute now. Dan, you have a longer commute. When I lived in Leawood minutes. And it was 25 minutes, 30 minutes to get here, I took the same road,
yeah,
row or null, straight north every single day, 4, keep in mind when I worked at Channel 5, it was the same artery. I drove that for 13 plus 14 years. 27 years. And in all of that 27 years, 30 miles here, 30 miles back, so an hour a day, whatever an hour a day equates to for 27 years.
It's a lot of hours.
I'm just telling you, I just got on Nol and drove north. It wasn't something I thought about. It wasn't, you just do it.
I cannot get highway hypnosis driving to work because my path to work includes 75th Street.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
And there's like 748 cops on that street every single yes. day. And they're all taking radar.
Potholes and everything else, yeah. right?
From the text line, can you imagine trying to shift a manual car with your left hand?
Oh, God. If you were on the wrong side.
Uh-huh. Right-hand drive manual.
Should be illegal. I tell you, most of us learned how to drive, my age and older, learned how to drive on a stick shift.
Yeah.
Is that an automatic or not? What do they call that? I used to call it a stick. A manual. Thank you. So you would call it a manual. I called it a stick shift. Mm-hmm. If you popped me in one of those old cars today with a stick shift, I think on the first try, legitimately, I could reverse it. I could get it into first gear, second, third, straight down to fourth.
Muscle memory with the clutch.
And I know some cars still have that.
Well, and newer clutches are a lot more forgiving, too, because they have electronic clutches, not to go all nerdy about vehicles. But, man, the real test of the ability to drive a stick shift was back in the
on
day
a hill,
when it was
on
purely
an uphill.
A true manual clutch where there was no forgiveness from the electronic transmission.
And then you remember the noise it would make if you, if you did it wrong. Those were the good old days. Speaking of the good old days, I want to ask you to think way back to your childhood. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what age you are. I was going to say, Sam, not necessarily you. Because we had rules and laws and things in place that like make more sense for your age, Sam, the way that we did not have those common sense protections when Dan and I were growing up. But anyway, we have a teacher who's been fired in Denver for allegedly asking students to kiss as part of a grade in a classroom skit. And then I'm going to ask you, what is the most questionable thing back in the 70s and 80s specifically that any teacher had you do? And I've got a list that is a mile long, but we'll start in Denver here. This is CBS News reporting on Monday that the Denver Public School Board voted 7-0 to terminate French language and culture teacher Jennifer Honka at Northeast Early College Prep, which I think is a high school, for incompetence and negligence of duty, finding that she had at times suggested that students kiss as part of an in-class skit that was for a grade. The outlet reported that an April 30th independent review, a copy of which was obtained by CBS Colorado, found that students who were allegedly encouraged to kiss happened to always be the same sex. I'm not even going to throw that into this conversation. I don't care if you are asking a boy to kiss a girl. I don't care if you're asking a girl to kiss a girl or a boy to kiss a boy. You are going to be fired. Let's take gender out of it.
Seems awkward to begin with, and then you make it even awkwarder.
Here's the interesting thing. One student apparently told a chemistry teacher about these skits back in April of 2024. The student said they were very uncomfortable. They didn't know what to do. She went ahead and kissed the other student at Honka's direction. And then she shared a digital meme with the chemistry teacher that included a picture of the teacher and the caption, "She makes girls kiss." The meme had been widely circulated among the students. This was as far back as April of 2024. Per the report, following this incident, the students' attendance decreased dramatically. Despite a nearly 50-50 split among boys and girls in the class, the student could not recall Honka ever choosing a boy actor. It was always a girl directed to kiss a girl.
And this was French class?
French class. Her name is Mrs. Honka, and she is no longer employed.
And they're doing plays?
I don't know what they were doing. I don't know. I think maybe this teacher has a screw loose, and this was her idea.
Well, they are more romantic in France, right?
Yeah, right. This is part of the culture that we kiss each other, but only the girls. I'm curious. Think back to middle school and high school. That one thing, and please don't use the teacher's name, although, God, I could if I wanted to, but I won't. What are the more bizarre things that looking back, you're like, wow, I cannot believe that happened in our school? And I've got so many. Maybe it was a Topeka thing. I don't know. But we'll take your call straight ahead. 913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks. One of the reasons I've told these stories to my kids, and it's worth chatting with your kiddos about it, is this Colorado teacher has been fired after allegedly forcing or strongly encouraging, which she's a teacher, she's the one in control, right? Students to kiss each other in French class. And she is no longer with the district.
Right.
And one of the things that's bothered me over the years with 99.999% of teachers that are so good and so underpaid and overworked and all of the things and all of the crap that the teachers have to put up with is that when there is that like 0.01% that is bad to the core in any profession, but specifically in a profession where they are overseeing children and that is the authority figure in the room for these children, we have to arm them with the tools to speak up when something doesn't feel right. And there were kids talking about what was going on with this teacher for at least 2 years, right?
Yeah.
And so I tell these stories because I wonder, even looking back to when I was in middle school and high school, like if someone had actually brought up some of the stuff that was going on that just seemed normal at the time or seemed like, well, that's what the adult's telling us to do, so you do it, would things have changed more quickly? And one of the examples I give, I mean, this was in 1989, 1988, 89. So I'm not talking back in 1950, they might just do this.
Yeah.
It was in 1989. Our middle school had something called Slave Day.
Oh.
And there was an auctioneer, usually the principal or the vice principal. They would bring up the graduating ninth graders because we were in junior high, not middle school. And then the underclassmen would bid on, quote, renting the ninth grader for the next day. And they would make you dress up like a baby and walk around with a pacifier in your mouth and, you know.
Okay.
They called it
okay.
Slave Day. It was in 1989.
Okay.
Sam, I'm telling you.
This was in a feeder school to Frederick R. Seaman
yes,
High School?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Who was the grand dragon of the KKK.
Right.
And you look back at that, and we had great educators at that middle school. I remember great educators at that school. Did no one think, we should
maybe we shouldn't
probably
do that?
Not be doing this. And
yeah.
Certainly not in an auction style where the principal would stand up with the senior and be like, all right, up next for auction. I mean, are you even kidding me?
Ugh.
That was 1989.
Well, and I mean, you mentioned that was 1989. I think we had a story in the stack a couple of years ago about a history teacher in a high school who had particularly certain students getting auctioned off to other students as part of trying to give them an example of what was going on in the South.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It happened to be the
like
black
in
students
that,
were the ones.
Yeah. And I remember in that case, the teacher was like, I'm trying to show them what this was really like. And it was just like, oh my God.
Pick a movie. Don't do that.
Have them watch 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah. A couple of great ones. Well, not great ones, given the context.
Yes.
But you know what I mean. From the text line, we had an English teacher who was completely checked out. So I would just record David Letterman every week, bring in the VHS tape, and all of the time we would watch David Letterman instead of doing our coursework.
You could learn a lot watching late night TV.
We had a junior high PE teacher who made us carry other students piggyback style up and down concrete stairs.
Okay, that's, yeah.
We had a teacher in middle school who was definitely a pedophile and totally inappropriate all the time. What he was famous for was eating a banana on hall duty every morning. He wasn't famous for eating the banana.
Oh,
he was
my gosh.
For how he
yes, got it. Got it.
Ate
got
the
it.
Banana. Also from the text line, my high school piano teacher would always put her hands on my inner thigh to demonstrate tempo.
No, that's what a metronome is for. My thigh is not your metronome.
From the text line, the weirdest thing was showering in middle school, seventh grade. The PE teacher had a window in his office.
Amen.
To look at the showers to make sure that we were actually showering.
Everyone involved in the middle school shower should have been jailed. I'm saying it again. Yeah. I've said it before. I still can't believe we all went through that, but we did.
All right, this one's awesome. My journalism teacher in high school, 1984, regularly had us to her house on Fridays. We would drink rum and Cokes and talk about journalism.
Oh, my God. No.
Sign me up.
913-586-7798. Oh, God. South and east of us. If you were just joining us, there is a tornado warning. Henry County until 5:45. Bates and parts of Cass County until 5:45. This is up near Amaret, I believe. Amsterdam, Butler, and Adrian. So this is going to be east and south of Lacine, which is just outside of our listening area. If you know people who live there, I hope they are in their safe place. Please tell them to get there if they are not. 913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Quick one other update. Cass County, you are in the clear with respect to the tornado warning. It looks like they have dropped that. This is now Bates and Henry to our south and east. And I will just say, we were talking to our boss about this earlier. If you are in southeast of here, southeast of the Kansas City metropolitan area, you are in for a rocky night. So just
make sure you have multiple ways to get the
1,000%.
Have your grab bag ready. If there is going to be tornadic activity in your area, obviously you can't predict that right now, but if there's a chance, have some tennis shoes nearby.
Yep.
So
oh, always.
When you get up and go down to the basement, throw those tennis shoes on, because if it does happen to hit your house, you're going to be walking out into the rubble.
People always make fun of that. And I'm like, yeah, you wait till it hits you, and then you're going to wish you had your tennis shoes.
And from the text line, real quickly, this texter is at a hospital in Clinton. They said they moved all of the patients into the hallways. They're taking the severe weather very seriously and just keeping an eye on things as that bow echo moves toward Clinton.
All right, 913-586-7798. Let's get back to the phones. Keith in Kansas City. Hi, go ahead.
Hey, I was listening to your all's conversation earlier. I went to one of the high schools in Independence in the 80s, and we had that Slave Day stuff, too, every year for Spirit Week.
Yes, it was Spirit Week.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I mean, back then it was like you really didn't think about it. And then you think about it now, and it just kind of blows your mind that that was still going on in the 80s.
But we were kids, Keith. Like, I don't know necessarily that someone would have brought it up at age, 14 or 15. But did the adults in the room not think, why are we doing this?
Right. And to also touch on something else you talked about, I went through all that humiliation with the junior high showers and everything. The bullying was just horrendous. And, I still deal with issues from stuff like that.
Keith, and real quick, we have to talk about this. The bullying, because at age 13 or 14, and you know this, there is an enormous spectrum in development for girls and for boys.
Yep.
And I was on the very low, late blooming end of that development. It was one of the most degrading, mortifying things you could put anyone that age through. And I am not joking when I truly believe people should be jailed for it.
I agree with that. I was the fat kid in school.
Oh,
and
I'm so sorry.
The crud that I went through was just, it is beyond comprehension that it's even thought of now. And then the thing that really scares me is the type of bullies that we dealt with then are the same ones running this country now. And that's what scares the heck out of me.
Yeah, I just don't understand, Keith, or how it was excused or how it came about or how newer administrations just didn't think, why are we doing this? And at our school, Keith, it was part of your grade to strip down and shower. Part of your grade. And I was a rule follower. And if a teacher told us to do something, you did it.
Right. Because if you didn't, you see your dad at the end of the day. So, yeah, things have changed a lot, and a lot of it for the better. It's just crazy to think back on the stuff that we went through and the amount of trauma we dealt with and so prayers to everybody out there, and also prayers to everybody down in Butler and in Clinton area too.
Amen. Keith, thank you for the call and thank you for weighing in. Truly, I appreciate it. And it's not a good memory for any of us, but
and the showering and the
now
whole...
that we know better, do better. My kids were like, what? They made you do what?
The whole female students that reach a certain age, a certain maturity, and then why they can't shower on certain days.
And then you would have to say, I can't shower, and they would check you off, but you would have to announce it.
Yeah.
And there are so many personal violations of my health privacy there, I don't even know where to begin.
A couple of textures are saying they still had to strip down and do the old shower or the sink shower. The armpits, underneath certain areas, even though they were having that time of the month and could not get in the full shower.
I remember, I think it was my oldest son that said, because we had this conversation once at the house, and he was like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
He's like,
we have a shower or two, I think, in the high school, but he's like, I mean, if you wanted to, you could use it, but I think there are maybe doors or curtains on them now, but he goes, you still just wouldn't. Like, you just get out of gym class. It is what it is. He goes, that's why everyone tries to have gym class the sixth hour, the last hour of the day. But he's like, you just wouldn't use the showers. He's like, that's so weird.
One more from the text line. My inappropriate examples are endless, but here's one. Our principal would pull us girls after running the mile for gym class aside and tell us that we'd better always run because we need to stay thin. Otherwise, we'd probably become fat housewives.
Oh, my God.
He thought that this was revolutionary advice.
I'll tell you this. I remember once at dance camp, and this was in high school, they would have all of the dancers that ran the dance camp. And I'm guessing these were very well-intentioned, well-meaning college age or maybe out of college, trying to become like a Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader type. But it wasn't in the Kansas City area. This was outside of Topeka. And we would do dance drills throughout the week. We stayed at KU in the dorms, and we always look forward to it. But one of the classes that was required that I remember doing every week during dance camp was they would sit down and have a health discussion about snacks and healthy eating.
Okay.
There were always different size girls in those classes. Everybody is different,
yeah.
Right? Like,
we're all individuals.
Today, we're all individuals. And I very specifically remember, they didn't directly point out the girls, but you knew what they were talking about. They insinuated. And my problem with that is none of these women, none of them had any business talking to us about health or nutrition. They were not nutritionists. They were not medical professionals. These were I'm really trying to get on the college cheerleading circuit kind of girls. And someone told them, no, you go out and you tell those girls they shouldn't be snacking on candy or candy bars because you got to be thin. You got to be thin to look good. I mean, that was the message.
I don't want to be a fat housewife.
Oh, God. Good Lord. 913-586-7798. We'll be back to wrap up the show in a bit. Cass County, you are now out of the tornado warning. Bates and Henry, that remains for about another 30 minutes.
Yeah, Bates until 6:15, Henry until 6:30. The Bow Echo that was approaching Butler has now passed Butler.
Heading towards Spruce and is that Pleasant Gap, Sam?
Pleasant Gap, yeah. Sounds like a bad name, band name.
Is it Pleasant Gap? 913-586-7798. Stick with us. You're listening to Dana and Barks. Continue monitoring some severe weather. They're spending a whole lot of time over Butler, Clinton, Holden with some wonky looking radar as well. A reminder, there is a tornado warning in Bates and Henry counties that they have extended until now 6:30.
It's also important to note that all of these warnings have been radar indicated. They have not had a ground spotting yet of a tornado. But whenever you get those massive bow echoes like that, where, as Dana mentioned, it looks like a backwards comma coming out of the bottom of the storm, that's where the bad stuff happens. There's one of those right now just past Butler. There is one, quite frankly, sitting on top of Clinton. But everything is radar indicated right now. And again, Bates County until 6:15, Henry County until 6:30.
Man, and look even up way further east, Columbia, north of Jeff City, Quincy. It's a mess to our south. So keep your phone handy tonight, folks. Have you heard about these idiots in Colorado? And this was caught on tape. Two drivers got out of their cars during a road rage incident. Wait for it.
Dumb.
That happened in the middle of I-70 in the middle of the day. And you might be thinking, like, did they pull over on the shoulder?
Was it a traffic jam? Were they already stopped?
The video, you guys.
Yeah.
These two men got out and started brawling in the center lane of I-70.
Thankfully, a very aware driver with a dash cam was behind these two individuals. There was brake checking going on. I don't know what initially started it, but
right,
quite frankly,
the
whenever these situations unfold, whatever started it doesn't justify the reaction. They both slammed on their brakes. One got out to go fight the guy in the car behind.
Yeah, they say it included jawing. What is jawing?
Yelling at each other.
Oh, I've never heard that term in my entire life.
Oh, yeah, that's common.
Jawing. Okay, they were jawing, they were shoving.
Yep.
Someone threw a punch through a back window, and so one of the drivers then, and I saw this, came out swinging a tire iron.
The driver of the front vehicle came back, and the driver of the back vehicle was about to get out to confront him. He shoved him back in the car and slammed the car door and went back to his car. That's when the driver in the back got out and went to try to fight the guy in the front car.
What is it?
And then the back car driver goes back and, as you mentioned, gets a crowbar and is like, we're going to town.
What?
And then
neither
of them actually landed any hits on each other. They just had this weird, I'm bigger than you, and then went on their way.
And listen to this. The department... This was in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. I don't know where that is. But the department said both drivers were eventually cited for disorderly conduct, calling their choice of confrontation location, quote, downright dangerous. I would think that this should be more than disorderly conduct. I don't know what is the more, but it feels like it should be more than disorderly conduct. Pretty in danger like a bunch of idiots. Scientists have revealed why mosquitoes bite some of you more than others listening out there. And I don't know how they studied this, but it's bad news if you like beer. The idea of a mosquito magnet might seem like a myth, but French scientists have discovered some chemical process that does make some of us more irresistible to mosquitoes. Quoting here, it is not a misconception. Mosquitoes are attracted to some people more than others. It is just a fact. Contrary to popular belief, these disease-spreading insects are not attracted to eye or hair color or blood type. That's an old wives' tale that has no scientific basis whatsoever. Rather, they are focused on factors like carbon dioxide. In fact, they say CO2 is the first signal that triggers their behavior. Upon getting within 30 feet, apparently, these critters' sensitive receptors detect our odor, which, when combined with carbon dioxide, creates a powerful attractant akin to parasite cologne. Body temperature and humidity do make certain targets especially enticing at close range. Coincidentally, while odor was known to draw in these tiny plasma pilferers, researchers are only beginning to understand what exact compounds are the biggest draws. And apparently, beer is on the list. They found out of 1,000 different odorous chemicals released by humans, the bugs were attracted to around 27 of them. One of the biggest magnets, ladies, include pregnant women in their second trimester of pregnancy.
Well, that's specific. Okay.
Or
extra hormones, I guess.
Mushroom alcohol that's created when the skin oil sebum breaks down. Coincidentally, mushroom alcohol isn't the only type of hooch that is like catnip to mosquitoes. Dutch scientists recently found that these vampiric critters prefer people who have knocked back a few beers, a phenomenon that researchers previously attributed to alcohol's effect on body temperature, the amount exhaled CO2, and skin color.
Well, I don't know what I have.
If you're pregnant and slinging a beer, which we hope you're not, you are at particular risk.
I don't know what I have that makes them love me, but they get me like crazy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, all the time. We actually got the, so you can get a 5-gallon bucket and get what's called a mosquito dunk.
Gross.
And you just put, it's a little puck that you put in the water in the 5-gallon bucket. You scatter them around your yard. We have 3 of them in our yard. And the big mosquitoes lay their eggs in the puck. The water then drowns the eggs.
Oh.
Boom, no mosquitoes.
That's interesting.
Pretty awesome.
Barry Manilow, beloved Barry Manilow, is 83 today.
Wow.
Joe Piscopo, my God, I have not heard that name in years. Comedian and former SNL cast member is 75. One of my favorite comics, Will Forte, a friend to Kansas City, is 56 years old today. Happy birthday to Will Forte. And Venus Williams, tennis legend and 7-time Grand Slam singles champ, is 46 and is coming back to play some tennis this year with her sister. How cool. Happy birthday, everybody.
Keep an eye on the weather this evening.
Please do. Be safe. Be good. And Sam and I will be back tomorrow. Have a great night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.